The Texas Standard is on the air. I'm David Brown, and we're so grateful to have you join us on this Thursday, May 12th. I want to see if you can remember where you were when you heard the news, likely at home, if you heard about it at all that night, because, well, it was about 7:50 in the early evening, and the story was unfolding too far from Texas's big cities for the news trucks to go live or anything. Most folks had never heard of the place. A pin drop on a Google map tucked behind the shoulder of a major expressway, somewhere past that exit where you could get those great kolaches. Not quite halfway between Austin and Dallas, you know the place. We all knew the place. Well, actually, few of us really did. Until that day.
It should collapse.
The town of West Texas appeared in the nation's collective consciousness just as a huge part of what once was West disappeared from the face of the earth. A blast so severe it caused a small earthquake, and lest anyone forget, the deaths of 15 people, most of them first responders, volunteers, fighting a fire at a fertilizer plant before it exploded, the concussion waves visible to the naked eye, the aftermath nearly so unbelievable, nearly too unbelievable to absorb. The idea that it could have been started by a short circuit somewhere. The facility was old, or a golf cart, perhaps, with dodgy electrics. That might have been the spark that set the fire that caused the chain reaction. Those things seemed plausible. But even in a post-9/11 nation of bag searches and dark suspicions, the idea that the explosion at West might have been intentionally set seemed, well, as outside the range of probability as West itself seemed outside the range of most of our vision. 3 years later, officials have concluded what was earlier unthinkable. The explosion at West was the outcome of a criminal act, an incendiary event, intentional, and the perpetrator still at large, a $50,000 reward offered for information leading to arrest. But after all this time, after the grass has started to grow back, literally and figuratively, what does this do to the momentum West has made since that evening in 2013? Joining us live, John Crowder, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church of West Texas. Welcome to the Texas Standard, Pastor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being interested in West and continuing to tell our story. Thanks for the opportunity.
For people who lived through that once, to again get blindsided by this news from yesterday that it was a criminal act, what are people saying there? Are they scared? Are they angry? What?
You know, I don't know that I've heard much fear, but definitely angry. You know, about a month after the explosion, the ATF said they had ruled out everything but those three options that you made reference to a moment ago. Could have been the golf cart battery, it could have been some electrical problem, or it could have been arson. And over those 3 years, most of us in town had just kind of settled into the fact that we'll never know. We learned to live with the fact that we would never know which one of those three. Well, once about the time you get your brain wrapped around that, then the news comes that you're not comfortable living with that anymore. Now you've got to face the reality that it was indeed some kind of arson, and it's like tearing the scab off the wound. It's a major setback emotionally.
West is obviously a small town. Are you concerned? I mean, those of us who've lived in small towns know how a climate of suspicion can kick in pretty quickly. Are you worried that might set in?
Yes, unfortunately, I think that's probably what we're going to have to anticipate here. And because of that, I hope that folks can think about a couple of things. One is that the ATF has told us that the fire was set intentionally. That doesn't mean that someone intended the explosion. You know, they, for whatever reason, they might have been setting a fire that we don't know about why or what, but I just can't even begin to imagine that anyone intentionally caused the explosion itself. Hopefully as the community starts looking at one another trying to answer questions, I hope we can keep that distinction in mind.
Well, what about, as you drive around West today, is there still evidence of the explosion?
There is. We've made incredible progress. Half of the town was affected, and about a fourth to a third of the town was actually destroyed. And today, almost all of the houses have been rebuilt. There's only a couple that haven't yet, and that's because those families chose to do other things first. So almost all the personal property has been restored. We've got a beautiful new nursing home. We've got a gorgeous new school that's going to open at the new school year. But as you look around there, the streets are still kind of torn up. That's the last thing you do in recovery because they keep getting messed up along the way. So we do still have some streets that are messed up, and those need to be fixed. A couple of more houses coming in, and then the school is almost finished. So you can look and see those evidences that something has happened here. But for the most part, the recovery has been incredible.
Well, what about the emotional restoration, though? I mean, you, like many others, lost a home that night, and I guess in a very real way, a way of life.
Absolutely, yeah. It has been incredibly difficult emotionally. We've made great progress. However, it's not the kind of thing that you just rebuild. You can rebuild your house. You can finally get the insurance to come through and put all that back together. That doesn't happen emotionally that easily. And so we've been changed forever. It's affected our way of life, our way of viewing the world, our way of seeing the people around us. So we've been forever changed. But that's kind of what's made this difficult. We learned what that new version of normal was like, and now that's taken away too, so we got to start over again.
John Crowder, senior pastor at First Baptist Church in the town of West Texas. Pastor Crowder, thanks very much for speaking with us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your interest.